Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Wednesday, September 25th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. Last night, the state of Missouri executed Marcellus Williams. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected a request to delay his death sentence. Missouri Net's Anthony Morabith reports from the prison in Bon Terre.
He was declared dead at 6:10 p.m. on Tuesday after being given 5 grams of pentobarbital. He died by lethal injection for the 1998 stabbing death of former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter Felicia Gale. Williams maintained his innocence, and St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell attempted to have his murder conviction tossed out, saying the DNA evidence of the murder weapon did not come from Williams. He was originally scheduled to die by lethal injection in August of 2017. A stay of execution was initially granted by then-Governor Eric Greitens, but by last summer, Governor Mike Parson lifted the stay after dissolving a board of inquiry. The U.S. Supreme Court, Missouri Supreme Court, and Parson himself have all refused to halt the execution. He was 55. From Bon Terre, Anthony Morabith, Missouri Net.
St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell released a statement following the execution of Marcellus Williams saying, quote, Marcellus Williams should be alive today. There were multiple points in the timeline when decisions could have been made that would have spared him the death penalty. If there's even the shadow of a doubt of innocence, the death penalty should never be an option. This outcome did not serve the interests of justice, close quote.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has remained firm on Williams' guilt.
And he's went through the entire appeals process. And at no time has he been found innocent of any of these crimes.
Parson tells 97.1, it's unfortunate people had the mindset that Williams was innocent when, in fact, the governor says there has never been any evidence to support that.
KMOX News Time is 8:05. The St. Louis Board of Education has voted unanimously to fire Superintendent Keisha Scarlett.
Since July 25th, Dr. Keisha Scarlett has been on leave, though the school board would never disclose for what reasons. This came amid a $35 million deficit under Scarlett's leadership after having a $17 million surplus. This move comes after the school board hired an outside firm to review and investigate the district's operations. Following a closed-door meeting on Monday, the board voted unanimously to notify Dr. Scarlett of their intent to terminate her contract and to appoint Dr. Millicent Borichade as interim superintendent for the 2024-25 school year. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
KMOX investigates. We've obtained documents through Sunshine requests which show the feds knew the suspect in the death of a city officer was in the country illegally, and they declined to pick him up when he was charged with a felony 4 years ago.
Ramon Chavez Rodriguez is charged with driving intoxicated and causing the crash that killed Officer David Lee. KMOX News submitted a Sunshine request to St. Peter's Police relating to a 2020 arrest of Chavez Rodriguez for domestic assault and DWI. Police responded with a stack of documents, including reports that allege he violently took an infant from his girlfriend's home. Police later found him with the baby, and he admitted to drinking and kicking in the door to gain entry to the home earlier that night. He was interviewed through an interpreter because he does not speak English.
Where did that happen at?
¿A dónde eso se pasó?
Adentro de la house, de la casa.
¿Adentro?
Sí, de la casa.
We received that audio from our Sunshine request. In one of the police reports, officers described notifying Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, that Chavez Rodriguez had been arrested and charged with felonies. The report states that Chavez Rodriguez was already out on bond for entering the U.S. illegally and that ICE declined to issue a detainer after hearing about the new charges. His only family is in Honduras. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
ICE tells KMOX they've received our questions about Chavez Rodriguez, but have not sent us any answers.
The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department announced funeral arrangements for Officer Lee.
St. Louis City Police Officer David Lee died Sunday while picking up traffic cones on I-70 near Grand Avenue. He was helping a Ferguson firefighter who had wrecked her car. She called for help using Lee's radio around 8:30 a.m. Police say illegal immigrant 24-year-old Ramon Chavez Rodriguez was drunk and going 71 in a 55. First responders rushed Officer Lee to SLU Hospital, and at about 12:45 Sunday, police told us Lee didn't make it. He is survived by a wife and two children. A visitation is announced for the morning of Saturday, October 5th, from 10 o'clock until the time of the funeral service at 1 p.m. at Friendly Temple Missionary Baptist Church. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, St. Louis-based Stifel joins other major area financial giants in agreeing to civil penalties imposed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Stifel will pay $35 million for violating federal securities laws by not preserving electronic communications. Edward Jones and Wells Fargo advisors have also had to pay up after an industry-wide investigation into employee communication with customers on personal devices and apps, and then deleting or not properly archiving the messages. Under federal law, businesses must preserve electronic communication so the SEC can review them.
A developer wanting to build a new apartment building in the Tower Grove South neighborhood is denied once again. The St. Louis Preservation Board rejected AHM Group's appeal to demolish three properties on Morgan Ford to construct a four-story, 36-unit complex. That's despite support for the project from the Neighborhood Association, Alderwoman, and members of the business district.
The Landmarks Association testified that losing the three buildings built in 1895 and 1901 would have a negative impact on the character of the Oak Hill Historic District. Meanwhile, the Preservation Board approved a Soulard townhouse project they had previously denied. They say design changes by the developer were the reason.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.